Brad.
Brian.
How are you doing?
Well, happy Canadian Thanksgiving to all those who are of your ilk that may be listening in.
And happy Columbus Day to all of your ilk.
Yeah, but some of your ilk will be cooking Canadian goose. We certainly won't cook Columbus.
Actually, I don't think that will happen. Either way, no Columbus cooking and no Canadian goose cooking. I don't think you're allowed to do that in Canada. I believe that they're protected.
Oh, is that right? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and I think it's for good reason, too. They taste awful.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, just like Columbus would taste pretty bad, too.
I'm not going to comment. I was going to comment, but I'm not going to comment.
Maybe we should just drop this line for a bit, eh?
Okay. Why are you calling on this of holidays?
Why am I calling? Well, because you ask a question, and the question you ask is, do I really have a choice? Well, what's the answer?
You always have a choice.
Always? So you're saying free will is something that we have, and there's no such thing as destiny or predestined and the illusion of choice that's already decided for us? I mean, that's it.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I'm saying there's always a choice. That means I'm saying we're predestined to have a choice.
Oh, well, that's confusing. Help me unravel that.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what we'll talk about. I don't know. What was it about this particular piece that made you decide you wanted to call me and either straighten me out or getting me to explain myself or justify what I've done? Or, I mean, what is your purpose here, Mr. Publisher?
Just to harass you on this great, fantastic holiday. No, my purpose is some people hold the view of predestination or determinism, if you want to call it, and that free choice is just an illusion. And so I'm just wondering, you say we always have a choice, but our choice is...
No, actually we don't. And let me interject something here. And I think this is something that you'll agree with, and that is that how on earth can we possibly have a choice if we got something rumbling in the background called our master mental processor, but if it's roaring in there in the superior part of our mind that you must do this or you must do that, or as I believe I introduced last time, it's not, I didn't introduce it, but I quoted somebody who called things brules. You know, if we're living by brules, B-R-U-L-E-S, which the man who introduced it said they were bullshit rules, that's why he called it that. If we have a bunch of those running in the background, then we are predestined to follow those, and we certainly have to agree that having a free will is an illusion. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, that's a very good point. I agree very much. Yeah, you got me.
You mean to tell me you hadn't thought of that one?
No, that's really good. That's a good metaphor. Yeah.
Well, I think this sets things up for something else I want to say, but let's see where,
keep going.
Take us down a path.
This is good. I'm bugged. What's going on? Keep going.
Well, it's just that, you know, an argument that we kind of have, and it really isn't an argument, it's just a different point of view. An interesting point of view. I have that point of view. But one point of view says that the math master mental processor, because you won't let me use the word subconscious anymore, and I'm teasing, but you have come up. I tried to introduce this last time. You wouldn't let me, so I'm going to say it now. You did introduce to me the label master mental processor, and when you told me the reason, it was a mind blower to me. And the reason is that you had thought of subconscious as being the inferior part of the mind. Now, talk about a interruption for communication. I've always thought of the always as a wrong term, but probably have. Even subliminally, I have thought of the master mental processor, which I love that label, as being superior. You thought of it as being inferior, and in a discussion with your own mental master mental processor, you discovered that it didn't like being slighted that way. And it was so intriguing to me, and so, I think, powerful. That's why I wanted to get into it last time.
Issue one clarification?
Sure.
Can I make one clarification? Not superior, but subordinate. Do you know what I mean? It's not a... I'm not saying the conscious mind is... I didn't mean to say that the conscious mind was in charge. What I meant to say, inferior or superior, I meant subordinate. In other words, you take your instructions from conscious mind. Not that conscious mind is better, because I do recognize that the subconscious mind is much more powerful.
I want to say something.
Tons of programs. Yeah. Okay.
And this is what I want to get into about free will and not having one.
Okay.
How on earth can we have a free will if we stop and think for a second with our conscious mind and just ponder for a second that the fact that, okay, we know that it's the master mental processor processes data or information that we can get to the tune of billions, literally billions of times what our conscious minds can process. So therefore, my feeling that it was superior was a little bit ridiculous, because it's where if that's where all our bullshit rules are stored, then that's where our limitation is resting. It is right there in the quote superior part of my mind. So I shouldn't get to the place of worshiping my master mental processor because it's superior, because it's the very thing that's holding me back, because I haven't reprogrammed it, if I haven't, in certain areas. And it's why I don't know squat works so well for me, because it doesn't mean the master mental processor doesn't know squat. It means I don't know squat about what's going on in that, and I need illumination. And I need illumination in my mind from spirit to shine the light on those rules that are keeping me limited. Now, I think what you introduced to me was the fact that we can ask our subconscious, and the subconscious will tell us. In fact, you said that to me. Why don't you ask if that's true, to your subconscious? And I found in this past week, holy mackerel, the subconscious will answer. And that's what you introduced me to. So I'm amazed that what I just said to you was a kind of a revelation to you, enough so that you liked it. But that's the whole key of what we're about to introduce with, can I introduce it, the name, or no?
Jump on it. Let's go. That's what this is all about.
Life choice works. And getting in the light and asking appropriate questions, and that's what the book that we're just about ready to release on Amazon is all about, integration of the mind. It's integrating not only all parts of our individual minds, but bringing into it collective consciousness mind and the supreme being mind, if we would, of our spirit parent or source, as you call it, or what's another one, infinite intelligence or whatever, but wrapping all of these things on, and all of a sudden we find that, oh, wow, we have so much information available to us. Talk about the Internet being the highway of knowledge. With just understanding what I've understood for a long time about being able to ask spirit, and, you know, what now, the pattern interrupt, as you labeled it, or one of us labeled it, doesn't make any difference. But anyway, we have a way of getting out of our habitual garbage by asking what now. What the introduction to this other thing of being able to talk to and ask my subconscious, okay, wait a minute, what's going on here? What am I missing? Because it doesn't make any difference. Now, I've said this forever. I've preached this from behind a pulpit, God forbid, and I'm sorry to bring that up, but, you know, that we can get it all uncovered by asking spirit. But it's an intriguing part that I think so many of us are missing, and I think particularly those who pray for things and don't know whether it's God's will or not are never going to find out, because they don't know when you can ask. Am I going way too far afield here, or does this make sense to you?
Well, I wouldn't say you're going way off, but, you know, you're making a point. And so I agree with your point, but the original start of your subject was your announcement of Light Choice Work. So maybe let's talk a little bit about that and what Light Choice Works is. And you did start with that and saying that it's a project of ours to help people get into what we are calling the light, and the light being the unification of all the resources that people have available to them and how to actually get there. And if I may digress just for a moment, how we're going to do that is we're going to start off with some workshops, and the workshops are going to be on virtual reality. And so that's what we're calling them, virtual reality workshops, and we're going to send out invitations to our listeners that are registered on the site, and hopefully we'll get some volunteers. It is for a limited time, so we're going to do a couple of pilots with 12 people. So if you receive an invitation after listening to this, please send me your email address and let me know you're interested. A virtual reality workshop will take about an hour to an hour and a half. You dial into a conference line, and we're going to have Brad walk us through how to create a virtual reality. Is that correct?
Hey! Yeah. Period.
Period. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, you're so succinct.
So excited about that.
You know, that's why I don't answer specific questions at times, because I know I have a tendency to wander on and on and on. That's why I write. It's the only way I can kind of rein things in without, you know, you kind of rein me in with my writing at times, but I can do a little bit of self-discipline in self-organization, so by writing, when I talk, it's just let her rip, because
Well, it works, otherwise people wouldn't be listening to the podcast, so.
Oh, okay, well. How many at last check are listening to the podcast?
Does it matter? Does it really matter? If it's more than one, if it's more than you and me, then we're going to continue to do this at the instruction of Source. So here we are, excited about the future, excited about our new project, and let's see where this takes us.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm excited about the book coming out, and I've told you I'm working on the other project that you had told me you wanted to do, and which is to have a companion that I was instructed when I started to not make it work, but to make it joy and make it a happy process. But it's a help and an aid to understand some of the things that we've uncovered in the book, and I see already that it's helping me even understand. You know, it's an amazing thing that so many of the things I get are really from way over my head. I don't even get them. And then I read back through a book, and one example is Treasure Chest, because every now and then somebody will, you know, write or tell me, you know, what they learned, and then they'll get specific, and I go back, wait a minute, I didn't write that. And I go back and look, and sure enough, I did, and I didn't even get it. And they did. So writing. How many times have I said, you know, I transcribe. I learn. I know how to tune in into the zone, I call it. And it's the same zone I tune into for healing. That's why, you know, literally hundreds of people around the world have been healed. And they heal because it isn't me. I'm not doing it. You know, I tune in. And it's amazing that books, you know, like the two most popular, which is Leapfrog and Treasure Chest, continue to produce healing and produce insight. It's amazing. And
it is amazing. So do you have anything else to add about our upcoming workshop?
Pardon now?
Do you have anything else to add about our upcoming virtual reality workshop?
Are you trying to get me back to the point you want to make?
Well, actually, I'm trying to get you to close the point, and then we'll move on and call it an end.
No, I have nothing else I want to reveal at the time, because it will be spontaneous. We will be dealing with the 12 or 13 of us. You and I will be on, so there may be 14 of us will be dealing right off the top.
Okay, that's perfect. I'm excited and looking forward to it.
Any agenda.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Have an awesome Columbus Day, Brad.
And you have an awesome Canadian Thanksgiving. Some people don't think we're screwy. That's what the day is for Canadians is Thanksgiving. Ours comes a month later. Hey, I love you. Thank you for calling and giving me the opportunity, per usual, to spout off. And say goodbye, Ryan.
Bye.
Bye.